Heat is simply the motion of atoms. Something feels hot because you sense the frenzied movement of those little critters. At 98.6 degrees, all your body's atoms are jiggling at about 1,000 miles an hour. Atoms stop moving only at 460 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Since nothing can go any slower than stopped, this is indeed the coldest possible temperature, absolute zero. Until the mid-60s, most astronomers thought that far from any stars, thermometers would register absolute zero throughout the cosmos. Now we know that the heat of the Big Bang, cooled by expansion, produces a 5 degree Fahrenheit warmth, or 2.73 degrees on the Kelvin scale. And the universe keeps getting colder all the time. Its background temperature was twice as warm 8 billion years ago. Here on Earth, in research laboratories, where temperatures less than a billionth of a degree above absolute zero were created in the 1990s, this technological dive to ever chillier temperatures takes us into an Alice in Wonderland realm of bizarre conditions. As things get cold, they can lose all resistance to electrical flow, creating superconductivity, where liquid helium defies gravity and flows up the sides of its container and escapes by simply scampering up and out. But with all that, the very weirdest thing that happens as materials approach absolute zero requires a quick rewind to 1924. Back then, Albert Einstein's collaboration with an Indian physicist named Bose led to their prediction that if temperatures ever reached absolute zero, a new, totally unknown state of matter would appear. This odd consequence of quantum theory means that, in defiance of the uncertainty principle, we could see both the position and the motion of subatomic particles, because they'd blur into a single fuzzy state of existence. It was quickly dubbed the Bose-Einstein condensate. And it's real. It is a new state of existence. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.